And welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Good evening from the El Pacifico and beyond. We are out here at the further western edge of the Thang, the U.S. of the Thang, and we are very happy to be with you. And every night we're here till 10 o'clock on the West Coast and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. They have Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, Margaret Gray with us, a host of other guests. We are going to have General Galen Shaw, retired United States Army General, with us. And we're going to talk with him. He's a wise man, and he has, I believe, a perspective that is often needed on the program. What is these days going haywire with America? Not that I think that our country is anywhere near as distressed as some people would have us believe from time to time, right? You know, it depends on the day as to what the issue is. But just about every day in the life of America, there's somebody saying that the country's going to hell in a handcart. And how do I know that? Because when I was a little kid, my father would sit there at the breakfast table, as many of our fathers have, and he would say the country was going to hell in a handcart, and that was like 50 years ago. So, and it's still here. So there's obviously a fair amount of panic that is attendant when we have, you know, problems with the country, whether it's the economy or something else. But so what is the what's the attitude today? What's going on is President Obama, and don't pick your nose, bud.
You know, I was going to say, don't do that while...
You're not on the air. What do you care?
I care. I'm on the air.
Sorry. It's bothering me. No, well, go and get a tissue, man.
Go in and get a tissue and deal with it.
It was bothering me. It needed to be dealt with.
Oh, would you stop? It needed... There's nothing up your nose that, well...
That doesn't need to be dealt with, unless it's a cocaine problem.
Well, do you have that problem?
Let's not talk about cocaine problems. Go get a tissue. Good evening, folks.
I didn't know about it.
Yeah, you knew about it, you jackass. Hi. So in any event, a cocaine problem.
Well, he's talking about something up the nose that's got to be dealt with. I don't know of any other...
Or what, methamphetamine, whatever you snort. I don't know.
Well, don't look at me.
We all got that huff.
You can huff, yes.
Great, I can huff. What are we talking about here?
You wanted to know what you stick up your nose.
As opposed to what you huff? I don't give a sweet... If any of you guys have that problem...
Don't look at me like I... Phil, I haven't huffed anything since high school.
You huffed in high school.
Look, if I don't get this done, then I'll never get it done, and there'll be three dead bodies. Do you all understand that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Welcome back to the show. So in any event, she huffed in high school.
One time.
In any event, so on any given day, in any given city, there are 8 million stories here in the Naked City. And, you know.
What do you mean, Naked City?
Never mind. So here is General Galen Shaw. Actually, before we get General Galen Shaw on board, I just wanted to continue this butchered up setup that I'm attempting to do here on the show tonight. What is up with America right now? I mean, we got more people are bitching and pissing and moaning about Obamacare. It's a big issue. It's a big deal. But if it ain't Obamacare, it's some other thing. And if it isn't some other thing, then it's some other thing. We have had a country, and obviously the economy has been bad, and that has contributed to the fear and the loathing. But we've had bad economies before, and I've never seen so much talk of imminent disaster than I do today. Now, maybe I read too much of what comes pouring out of the internet. You know, all you have to do is someone flushes a toilet someplace, and if you're at the right spot at the right time, out comes, you know, stuff on the internet. And maybe that's my problem. And I don't know if anybody else shares this sort of fear, but General Galen Shaw is joining us, and we're going to put the question to you, sir. Because I know you've had some definite opinions in this area, and I know that you feel that the answers are rather evident.
Well, you know, Phil, the answers are very evident. I think if you're willing to just slow down and ask yourself the question and dial out all of the static and the noise that will come with the question being asked. And there is an awful lot of that kind of static in the air right now.
But what do you think is wrong, then, with the country?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with the country.
Now, yeah, that's a bad way of putting it. What do you think is what's holding us up here, man, to getting things done? I mean, if we don't want Obamacare, let's get rid of it. If we want it, then let's pass it. If we don't want the government to be in deadlock and to be, you know, broke, then... What causes us to be just so strangled up?
Well, and as I say this, Phil, you know, I'm a very plain-spoken guy, and I do express my opinions very strongly. And so I would say to you, and I give this opinion, that what I'm going to tell you, I do not share. I do not share. But I believe it's the opinion of the people in this country, whether it is articulated or it is not, whether it is written about or it is not, whether it is something that the people will shout from the highest rooftops or they don't.
Well, what is it, General Shaw? Does it have something to do with our amoral malaise, as Jimmy Carter once called it?
I don't think it is a moral malaise. I call it more of a low moral quotient. I think the morality of our people is solid. I think the morality of the American people is very good. It's very quality. But at times it can be of a low level. At times we have the morality of an individual who...
To express your feeling.
Yeah, well, to express my feeling. If you're in a lifeboat and the lifeboat is threatened, and you can throw someone overboard or tie them up and keep them hostage because they've threatened the lifeboat, I think the American people are of a mind to throw that person overboard, but then they won't drown, and we wind up being standing there with an oar trying to beat the guy to death while he's in the water. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, not really.
No, I don't.
Well,
let me just restate what you said.
Well, I think it's fairly obvious.
But let me restate what you just said. The American people, morally, right, we're talking about our moral...
Yes.
Okay, morally, let's say the country is a lifeboat that we're trying to survive in to get to shore.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Okay, and there's someone on board that's causing a problem, and you're saying that of the two options, you can tie the guy up and cease having him be an issue.
Or you can tie him up and he ceases to be an issue.
Yeah, he ceases to be an issue.
When you said cease being an issue, you... would be the issue.
Well, no, we understand that, General. We're just trying to get the...
Yeah, we just want to get the outlines of this. So, or you can throw him overboard.
Or you throw him overboard. Now, the American people have decided to throw him overboard, but sailing on and letting him drown's not good enough. Now we've picked up an oar, and we're hacking at him in the water as he tries to climb back on board.
And who is this problem? What is this problem?
Well, I'm about to tell you. It's not a he, it's an it. And the problem is very simply, do you have to take a break? Because I don't want to be interrupted in the middle of this.
Actually, we do. We do.
All right, I'd rather you take the break because I don't, what I'm about to say is explosive. It's very explosive. And I'm not saying that for the purposes of what you call tickling. I don't want to tickle it through.
What?
What do you call in radio? I don't want to tickle you.
You mean tease it?
There you go, tease it.
Yes, teasing is like keeping the audience through the break.
Yeah, I don't want to tease it.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. But that's what we're doing because we have to take a break, and we're going to take a break. General Galen Shaw with us. What's going on with America? Why can't we get things moving? Why can't we make a decision? What is this? It seems to be a period where we are just sort of stuck in tar, you know, and we don't want to go here. We don't want to go there. We just want to point fingers. And he said the American people are like people in a lifeboat who have thrown the guy overboard, and now we're standing there with an oar trying to beat the guy to death. I don't...
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, it makes sense. Maybe we're not getting it.
No, I don't think it... When he says we're hacking at someone in the water, it makes us sound like we're half-wits who would... We should be rowing the boat, but instead we're standing there trying to beat someone to death who's already dead.
Yeah, I mean, it does make us sound like, in your words, Margaret Halfwits. All right, we'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. So there you go, folks. This is it's another night here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with all of these questions and hopefully some answers. I want to mention that we have in our store the new Teds of Beverly Hills T-shirts. Now, you know, we got the Tens of Beverly Hills hoodies, and those are a beautiful thing. But now we have the Tens of Beverly Hills t-shirts. We've got all sizes, have been reordered. We sold out of so many of them. So if you do not have your Tens of Beverly Hills t-shirt, and Ted's going to be on the program later on to talk about that and to talk about the game of the week that he does with Steve Bozell, all kinds of stuff later on in the program. But check out our online store at philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back. Our number, 855-500-7445. All right, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. And again, we're online at philhendryshow.com. If you want those, want to get those Tens of Beverly Hills t-shirts, go get them right now. We're just selling a couple of things here. You know, it's all about the merch. And also our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. And again, online at philhendryshow.com. On the line with us right now is General Galen Shaw, and General Shaw is talking about the state of America's decision making and the state of America's moral mobility, I think is what do you think of that term, General?
Well, that's not a bad way of looking at it. I think moral mobility is our way of operating in a very confused environment in a morally correct way. But if we are a population of people right now who not only try to solve the problem, but like I say, I know that you and your staff were laughing, but we are like a bunch of confused people in a lifeboat that have thrown what we think is the problem out of the boat, and now we're punching him with our fists and beating him with an oar. And did you ever see the film Lifeboat?
I was going to say, General, that sounds like in Lifeboat when they throw the man overboard and then they beat him up and then they sit back in the boat and they are still in the boat.
Yes, exactly. They're still in the boat.
What do you mean? Yeah, of course they're still in the boat.
No, but they're still in the boat with the same problem.
They're still in the boat, but they have the same problem even though they beat the guy up. But this is different. We didn't just beat up the guy. We are standing with an oar. There's like three of us with two oars beating. It's overkill. And the rest of us are just sitting there watching and doing other things like trying to sew a button on our shirt. We're completely at odds, and we're completely disconnected.
Well, you made the comment that it makes us sound like we're half-wits, and you're right. But let's not dwell on that. What I want to find out is, from you, the answer, as you said, the answer to the problem. And
well, the answer to the problem, Phil, it comes with the recognition of the problem. And as I said, this is very explosive. But it seems very clear to me, and I've dealt with explosive issues my entire life. I'm known as someone who speaks his mind. I'm known as someone who is not afraid to speak his mind.
Yo, so get to it, will you?
Shut up, bud.
Have some respect.
Who was that?
Sorry.
It was Bud.
All right, I'll get to it. You want to have disrespect for me? I've been listening to you, Bud, for many, many, many weeks and many, many years as you sound like the imbecile that you are.
All right, let's not start calling each other's names, okay?
Yeah, well, you're drooling into the phone.
Oh, no, I'm not drooling into a phone. I've been listening to your half-wit ramblings for years. You know?
You just snorted.
You did snort, General.
Well, big wow. What did I do?
You went...
Yeah, so what?
So what, Phil? I would expect that from Robert or Bud, not you.
I'm sorry, but it was very evident.
It was very evident. You know what else is evident, Phil, is your face is evident. And when I see it on Phil TV, I don't make fun of your pasty white Irish mug when I could.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to make fun. Maybe you want to do something to correct that before you go on.
What am I going to do to correct a snort? Do you?
Well, maybe you need to blow a nose.
Oh, I need to blow a nose? Will any nose do?
What do you mean?
You said you want me to blow a nose.
All right, I'm going to ask you to stop so we can get back here to the point at hand.
Ask him to stop.
I'm telling all of you guys, let's get back to what we're talking about. Every time you butt in, Bud, all you do is wreck what we're trying to say. So you be quiet. Margaret, you looked like you had a question.
Yes, My question is simply what Bud was trying to say, and I'll do it in a less rude manner. What is the problem, and then we can talk about the solution.
Thank you, Margaret. The problem is simply that the American people have no confidence in a black president. I say again.
Wow.
I say again, the American people have no confidence in a black president. They want to. They voted for Barack Obama. They ever since we voted for Barack Obama, we have had nothing but doubts about the man. And I believe it's based on his race.
Well, that's not exactly new.
Whoa. Hold on for a minute, because I'm not finished. What do you mean it's not exactly new?
People have been saying that the president has faced a racial prejudice in the thinking of the American voter for a long time.
Well, this is more than just prejudice. There's no confidence in him because he's black.
And yet, a great many people, and we're talking basically white people, right?
Well, I think there's a fair number of black people who feel that way.
What are you talking about, man? I'm black. I don't know one black person who doesn't think that he's not good because he's black.
That's exactly correct, sir. That there's people who believe that President Obama, even black people, don't think he can get the job done because he's black.
All right, why do they think he can't get the job done because he's black?
What? Because he's black.
No,
but what is it about being black that he cannot be president, that he cannot get the job done?
Just the old prejudices rearing their ugly heads. It's the fear that the people have in this country, and you combine that with the problems the country's having, everyone retreats to the safe answer, which is, well, maybe we were too soon with this black experiment. And
black experiment?
Well, that's what I feel is the sense that I get as I travel this country, as I do, as you know, Phil, that my wife and I will drive the country from time to time. This last summer, we had occasion to drive across the country and stopped in many small farming communities as well as large cities. And we just sat down with the people and talked straight, man to man, without any baloney. And I would say to people, what is it about Obama that just gives you the creeps? Not that way.
Well, you're not leading these people, are you?
In what sense?
Well, when you go across the country, as you say, and so you and the general's wife is Dolly, is that her name?
Yes.
All right, and you two drive the country during the summer months, which is a fun thing to do.
It's a lot of fun, and it can also be taxing because you're doing it. We were doing it for a reason. I'm not just doing it to get my kicks. I'm doing it because I want to talk to the American people. And if you are sitting in an automobile for hours at a time trying to get from one community to the next, and you are constipated, and you have other problems, I can tell you it's not fun at all. Not fun at all. And I want to make a special statement now about the Days Inn.
Hold on. Hold on for just a minute, okay?
Well, if you want to laugh.
No, but we have to get to the point here, General. Now, Obama, so what are people saying to you out there?
Well, I would talk to people in the farming communities and the different areas of our country. They may be mechanics. They may be... I don't know what they did for a living, and in some instances I didn't want to know what they did for a living because it was disturbing me, what I saw.
Well, what did you see?
Well, I would see children running barefoot through mud and mothers coming out of the house with another newborn. It looked like they can't have any more kids, and there's another one, and they're living in these mobile homes, and people spitting. It was very disturbing, and those people were the most open-minded, though.
What did they say?
They didn't have a problem with Obama or his race. But as I got into areas where the people looked like they were trash but actually had money, that's when it started.
Looked like they were trash but had money.
Yes, there's a certain level of white voter that tries to affect that trash can look, but they're loaded.
Well, how do you know they're loaded, you know?
Well, I think I know what he means. They've got the big trucks.
Oh, yeah. They've got a fully tricked-out truck. They put their money in all the wrong things. You know, they've got the most expensive above-ground pool, which is ridiculous when you can put one in ground, these kinds of things. But to a man and to a woman and to a child, Obama can't be a good president. We don't have faith in him because he's black.
What do you mean to a child?
Yeah, the little kids are saying?
The children, I would say, what do you think is wrong with the country? And they'd say, Obama. Obama.
Okay, General Galen Shaw, well, this is a whole lot of stuff that we're talking about here, and a lot of it is just bizarre. And CJ, I have to tell you that if you were talking to me, I couldn't hear you. I had you were cutting out. All right, world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. World-famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico every night till 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. Good to be with you. I'm here with General Galen Shaw, retired United States Army General. We're talking, I guess you could say this is a philosophical discussion, although it's gotten a little strange as to what it is that what is causing the American electorate, the American voter, the American citizen these days such consternation and lack of confidence in his country? And General Shaw, you've come right out and said, because we've got a black president, and obviously that's you're not implying, you're coming straight out and saying there's a racist mentality out there among not only whites, but you said also some blacks.
Yes, but it's not a hostile racist. There's no one. In other words, Phil, I would very much hasten to tell you that it is not a hostile attitude. It's a resignation. When I talk to, as I have, Dolly and I drove across this country as we do our annual tour of America, and we stop in the small towns and the large cities too, and we'll stop for the Corn on the Cob festival that they have in Wheaton, Iowa, and we stop and have the strawberry the strawberry festival that they have in your neck of the woods there in Southern California. The lemon meringue competitions and so on.
What are these, General, that you're talking about?
These are the different festivals that will happen across the country.
What about a corn on the cob?
Yeah, I already said the corn on the cob festival is at Wheaton.
Don't do it, bud.
What?
Don't do it, or I'm going to belt you.
Yeah, you try to be funny, man.
What is he saying?
Nothing. Don't worry about it, General.
He said if there was a cob festival.
No, he didn't say a cob festival, did he, you imbecile? He said the Corn on the Cob Festival in Wheaton, Iowa.
Yes, it's a very popular, the Cob Festival in Wheaton, Iowa. And what happens at the end is you have a variety of cobs. Obviously, the corn's been eaten. And then you have a cob, and the most inventive thing that is done with the cob is the winner of the festival.
All right, hold on for a minute, General.
Oh, Jesus. You see, I've had a lot of people...
Hold on for a minute. You want me to kick you out of here?
No, sir.
Don't give me this bullcrap about you can't hold your laugh back in, either.
It's funny. Well, you got to admit it, it's kind of funny.
I don't see anything funny about it at all. I really don't.
Well, Phil, I don't know what they're laughing at. When they say the most inventive thing to do with a cob, I suppose the mind can wander. And mine has from time to time. I never miss the Cobb Festival, but it's not for the reasons that they're expressing. But we're getting off the track here.
Yes, we are getting off the track, absolutely. So you talk to the people, and they say they don't have confidence in Obama because he's black.
Yes.
It's not because he's a new president. He's got relatively little, say, political experience. It's not because they think that he's a liberal.
No, sir, no.
It's not because they think that he's... too young. It's not because they believe maybe he's too smart. Maybe he's, you know, disconnected from the populace, or maybe he isn't bright enough. It's because he's black.
Yes, and I made this very, I said, and as long as we're talking about the Wheaton, Iowa, where we go for this, the Corn on the Cob Festival, and I like to go to these. I tell my wife, Dolly, let's go to these different food festivals and the state fairs and the judging of the livestock, because this is where the people are.
Well, you're getting this information from the Cobb Festival, is that right?
No, I've got not all of it, but we've got that is a good cross-section of, I think, of America, because it's Iowa. And Iowa, as Iowa goes, so goes America.
Well, no, that isn't true.
Well, it's not true in the sense of who gets elected president, but it's right in the middle of the country, you know. And you go to Iowa, you see all kinds. I saw a man in Iowa... who had one eye, Phil, believe it or not, I don't know how this happened, but one eyeball was higher up on his face than the other.
What
are you talking about?
This is what I saw in Wheaton, Iowa at the Cobb Festival.
Okay. I mean...
How is that done?
I don't know, sir. I mean, it could have been some horrible accident that caused the fracturing of the bones in his face where things were misaligned.
All right. Well, I didn't think of that, but that's the kind of trauma and beauty. You see, at the Wheaton, in the car, when you're talking about a car, but what you're going to do with it, or...
Well, we're getting again. So tell me, how does this relate to Obama?
It relates to Obama in this way. You've got people...
Well, hold on. Can I say something here?
Go ahead.
Phil, the general's still talking.
No, but I mean, what you're saying basically is wherever people gather to do creative things with cobs, that's where you're going to find the real solid American opinion.
No, I didn't say that at all, Phil. I said in Wheaton, Iowa, at the Cobb Festival, you're going to get the cross-section of America. You're going to find people that don't want a black president.
Yeah, so wherever... Okay, so if you go to a Cobb Festival in Wheaton, Iowa, they don't want a black president.
That is exactly correct.
Well, that's not everybody.
Yes, that is not everyone in the country.
No, it's not everyone in the country. I guess you people aren't listening to me.
You don't watch that, Will. You people.
I apologize, Robert. I'm saying that that's a good cross-section.
What's a good cross-section about people at the Cobb Festival? Look, I understand...
Well, you're going to get anxious and angry. I don't want to have any part of this.
I'm not, sir. I apologize. But I don't understand how it's a representative cross-section of opinion that the people at the Wheaton, Iowa Corn on the Cob Festival...
Well, you got that backwards. It's the Wheaton, Iowa Corn on the Cob Festival is a good cross-section of Americans. It is a very good cross-section of Americans. And it is there that I heard the opinion, we don't have confidence in Obama because he's black. We think he's smart. We think he's educated. We think he's a good man, a good father, a good husband, but he's black, and you can't get anything done with that formula.
That's about the dumbest bunch of stuff I ever heard in my. What is your opinion?
Well, it's a cross section of the American people.
You talking about a cross section of American people, and what it is a bunch of dumbass whites fooling out with a cob.
Well, Robert, I understand your opinion because you're an African-American, but please, look at it from the other guy's side.
Man, we've been looking at it from the other man's side for so long. You know, I almost think I'm white, you know.
But you know you aren't.
Yeah, I know I'm not, man. If I've got you hanging around reminding me of that every day. But I'm telling you, I've been looking at it from the white man's side for so long, I don't need to do that anymore. Now you're telling me that I've got to accept a cross-section of some guy opinion at a Cobb Festival.
Well, it's not the Cobb Fest. What's it called?
It's the Corn on the Cobb Festival.
What difference does it make? Okay, what Robert's saying... What are you saying?
You know what I'm saying, man. How are you going to get a cross-section of opinion from people who know how to creatively use a cob?
Well, Robert, I have a hard time believing your outrage. If I just heard you go... I just heard that.
You did laugh, Robert.
Well, I mean, it's ridiculous, man.
Well, it is kind of ridiculous to judge a cob holder. You're not a cob holder.
Not a cob holder. Are you saying that this is...
Well, to anticipate you, Margaret, and to try to finish up what Robert was saying...
I'm not Bobbert, this is Bud.
I'm sorry, I thought you were Bobbert.
My name's Robert, not Bobbert. And what he's saying is, don't defame or otherwise detract from the good... name of a guy and his fellow Cobb people, you know.
Well, they're not Cobb people.
No, that's a good point. Hold on. Robert and Bud are both saying the same thing. You know, the people at the Cobb Festival in Wheaton, Iowa, they're really good people, so you're going to have to trust their opinion, as opposed to saying the people that believe Obama is a bad president because he's black are defaming the Cobb Festival somehow, or you are, by disagreeing with that.
Well, I'm doing neither, and I'm asking you to do neither. I'm asking you...
Well, I got to do one of the two.
Why is that?
I'm not going to accept that as a sensible opinion. I can't have Obama's president. I don't trust him because he's black. So I'm going to have to say that people that go to the Cobb Festival are idiots, or I'm going to have to say that the Cobb Festival produces idiots. You know?
What does that mean? The Cobb Festival produces idiots.
If you've got people who are gathering once a year to eat corn on the cob, and then the big event is to see who does the most creative thing with the cob, to me that's really weird.
Well, now you're judging, and I think that's wrong.
Well, they're judging Obama because he's black.
That's a very good point, General. I mean, if they don't want to be judged, why are they judging?
I don't know. I can go back and check with them. We're due back there next year.
Well, that might be a little a long wait, you know.
Well, we are due back to go to the cop. They have it every 4th of July, and I can certainly, or I can make some phone calls.
Why don't you do that? Why don't you call somebody? Maybe we can get somebody. Is there somebody there in Wheaton, Iowa right now?
No, they all left town. Of course there's someone there.
I'm sorry. Somebody we can talk to.
I'll double check, and there may be an individual there. I don't know whether Jules Grayson is there or John Comstock is with the Chamber of Commerce in Wheaton, and they are the fundamental building block, the foundation of the Wheaton Cobb, the Cobb display.
I think the Cobb display.
Well, that's what happens after the festival. The people that have done the creative.
Oh, I see. So they display it.
They display what was done with it. They can't do it actually live, but they have a diorama and stuffed models. Oh, you know what? Why don't you stick?
It's so funny.
Well, three guesses.
Phil, you're telling everyone not to laugh, and there you are. I find nothing funny about this. It's very depressing. It really, I just lose faith in this country every day.
Well, don't lose faith, because what is happening here with the general, he's got some attitude about the Cobb Festival, like this is the end-all, be-all of American opinion. You know.
Well, yeah, and?
Yeah, and then at the end they have a diorama of what was done with the Cobbs. I don't understand that.
That's like if you go and you see, you know.
No, I know what it is, but it's to me this is a town of mad. I'll tell you what. If he's successful getting somebody, are you talking to him, Robert?
Yeah, I got him. He's gonna try to get Jay Comstock with the Chamber of Commerce.
The Chamber of Commerce. All right, we'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com as we continue talking here with our good friend General Galen Shaw about. What may be wrong or right with America these days. The American people, not too much faith in the president. Why is that? He says it's simply because he's a black man. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And head on over to our online store and get the new Tens of Beverly Hills t-shirts. All sizes, they're in. We've restocked. We got it. It's good. It's all good. Back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, I don't think we got Daryl Weber, I know. Daryl has spent time in the town of Wheaton, Iowa, and he's going to jump on the line here with General Galen Shaw, and we'll find out exactly what goes on there in Wheaton, Iowa, and why the attitude about black people. The interesting thing about Daryl is that he himself is an African-American, so we'll get him up on the line here. We also have, as I mentioned, General Galen Shaw. Our number is 855-500-7445. 855-500-7445. What is up with America? Why can't we come to a conclusion? Why can't we, get our act together, man? Why can't we pull our, excuse me for saying, why can't we pull our heads out of our asses and stop with, I know it's the other guy's fault, General. And of course, that's part of it, isn't it?
It absolutely is, Phil. There's no question that we love to point fingers and go, point at the other guy and go, ha-ha, it's you. Just as you and your crew has done. And I'm not blaming you, Phil, but you've got to understand that in that country there are different people who enjoy different things. We're all Americans. There's no question about that. But if a man has a corn on the cob, and I can tell you, for as long as I've been alive, corn on the cob is a very traditional thing in most American homes.
Of course it is, and I grew up eating it as well, and I grew up eating it for summer. I just never heard of I've heard of festivals that celebrate the various harvests and the various,
Well, no, this doesn't celebrate harvest. This celebrates the summer. A harvest, as you know, doesn't happen until the fall month. And so you're a little bit off there.
All right, well, like it matters. I mean.
Well, it does matter from the standpoint of the usage of the cob, and I won't belabor the point.
See, you're telling me I can't laugh talk about cob usage.
Well, try to grow up and not laugh anyway.
Exactly.
But I heard what he said, so I don't want to go any further than that. I know you have Daryl on the phone. Daryl understands because he was a young man in Vietnam and was very badly wounded and was at the VA hospital outside of Wheaton here for 6 months, Daryl. Isn't that correct? Or if maybe I've got the time frame wrong.
No, that is absolutely correct. That is right.
And you were at the VA after being wounded in Vietnam.
That is correct, Bill. I had been U.S. Army in Vietnam. I got wounded a place called Pleiku. And I had airlifted out. I come back to the United States, come to Wheaton. And the VA was actually in Des Moines, but it was on the outside of Des Moines. And I had occasion to spend time in Wheaton.
Darrell, was there any hint at that time of any racism in your mind?
And absolutely not. No, I was treated wonderfully by the people there. I was treated with great respect. And
yeah, well, that's because you're a veteran and everything.
Say that again.
That's because you were a veteran.
Now, hold on, Darrell. You could speak to this, but this was at a time when veterans weren't treated very well.
Yeah, absolutely, because Vietnam was not a popular war. A veteran was a very much looked down upon in those days. And so it was very, for a young man returning from Vietnam with the wounds that I had and just getting reacclimated, I was very grateful to know the people of Wheaton, Iowa. They have a very unusual way of celebrating the summer with a cob. And the term cob usage, but is not what it's not what it's called. It's, they have the corn on a cob festival. And then it's time to get creative with the cob, and it's a little bit of alliteration. And so you sit, they have folding chairs, and you watch as people come up and improv it, Bill.
Improv what?
They improv in the,
Well, they're improving what they're doing with the cob?
Yes, ma'am, that is exactly right. And they go up one at a time, and there's a lady who will say, now here is so-and-so, and she'll come up and she'll do something with it, and you vote on what they're doing. You understand? So
Darrell, this is General Shaw.
Yes, sir.
During that time, did you see these people act in an aberrant way?
I would say it was aberrant. You have to be, you have to understand, to each his own in this world.
Amen.
Yeah, and
well, all right, to each his own, but
hold on, Phil, you're judging these people, and you don't even know what the cob means to them.
This is beginning to sound like an asinine Phil Hendry Show comedy bit. The cob means to them. I know what I'm being set up. All right?
Ma'am, I'm simply saying to you.
Margaret, if you think you're being set up, this is a young man that came back from Vietnam with wounds and was treated very well. Now you're saying what?
I'm saying that whatever it is he's talking about, are you telling me that people got up? The whole idea of cob and corn on the cob is a repeat theme in this show. Phil?
Well, I'm listening to you, and I can't believe what you're doing. You got a guy here who's talking. He came back from Vietnam wounded, okay?
I understand, and Mr. Weber, I appreciate that, but a repeat theme on this show is cob, corn on the cob, and there's Bud. Look at him laughing.
He's laughing because the whole thing's asinine. He's laughing because it's funny.
I can tell you it's not near funny. If you go to Wheaton, Iowa, and General Shaw was saying, these are very plain-spoken people. They don't have any axe to grind. They want the country to do well. If they think a black man can't get it done, then they don't think a black man can get it done. But I never had anyone treat me in a bad way. They invited me to the Cobb Festival. I was one of the judges. I got in my military uniform. If you're saying that that's something disgraceful about that, ma'am, all right, fine.
No, I'm not saying it's disgraceful. Are you saying that you judged the Cobb Festival?
I judged the cob usage, yeah. And
well, you said they don't say cob usage.
I'm trying to say what Bud said. It's called the creativity with a cob. And I was one of the judges.
In your military uniform.
Yeah. And you can understand, Phil, that as a member of the United States military, we would not want any member of our service bringing disgrace upon it. And I am here to tell you, as a retired United States general, that Darrell did himself well, and he did the United States Army proud to sit and judge the Blue Ribbon winner in a cop and how someone is willing to do with a cop. And I know that doesn't sound right to you, but again, you know, the U.S. Army is the people's army. It comes from, it draws from all walks of life, and Darrell's one of ours. You and your kind, we don't know anything about.
I wouldn't put it that way, but...
Well, I am. I'm putting it that way. You, Mr. Hendry, and your people, you You scare me.
Oh, do I really? Well, I can tell you, General, you and your people with your Cobb Festival.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that.
I said it's a very good way of compromising. Do you have a Cobb Salad Festival?
Well, I don't know.
What do you think of that?
I think that's a great idea.
Oh, why don't you get out of here, you guys, Cobb Salad Festival. All I'm trying to figure out is why it is the country is the way it is, and now I'm thinking, you got me focused on Wheaton, Iowa, a Cobb Festival. You know, I don't understand. So
I'm trying to explain it to you.
All right, I know, but I know that you're explaining it to me, and I understand that, that's the way the town is. I just am saying that I don't think this has much to do with what it was I was trying to find out as to attitudes of the American people and beyond. All right, thank you very much, Daryl.
So you didn't get an answer, and you just spent a whole hour wasting our time.
I didn't spend the whole hour wasting your time. You guys could have asked questions.
No, you did. You spent an hour wasting everybody's time, and you didn't, you know.
I didn't waste anybody's time. This guy comes on.
This guy.
The general comes on and says there's a Cobb Festival that he and Dolly love to visit because the people are so freaking down home.
There you go again. Laugh about it, make everything a joke about it.
I'm with Mr. Henry. I think the whole thing is bullcrap.